Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh aliyah of Parshat Miketz. This aliyah has 22 psukim, and it's a continuation of the last aliyah. We all know the story. In the last aliyah, Yosef was finally reunited with his brother Binyamin. In this aliyah, Yosef is overcome with emotion, which he hides those emotions from his brothers. They sit down to have a meal, and Yosef gives all the brothers gifts. He gives Binyamin a greater gift than the other brothers. And in the morning, the brothers leave, but not before Yosef made sure that his royal cup would be planted in Binyamin's bags. Yosef then sends out messengers to go uncover, so to speak, the planted cup. The brothers are all brought back, and Yosef demands that Binyamin alone, and not the other brothers, but Binyamin alone, remain behind as his slave. If we go back to Wednesday's FMT, to Wednesday's Aliyah, there was a question that was asked by Rav Avigdor Nevinsahl. Many other Mefarshim ask this question as well. How is it possible, after everything that happened to the brothers, how is it possible that they were still unable to recognize that Yosef was, that this man was in fact Yosef, their long lost brother? In this aliyah, for the very first time, the brothers do express some astonishment, some bewilderment. When in Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, when they sit down to have a meal, the Torah tells us, "Vayeshvu lefanav habechor kivchorato vehatzair kitzirato." The Torah tells us, according to Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, and he says this based on the Medrash. The Torah tells us that Yosef sat the brothers not by age, but by mother, Leah's children together in age order, then Bilhah's children together in age order, and then Zilpah's children again in age order. And at this point, we hear for the very first time, Vayitmehu ha'anashim ish el reyehu. The brothers express astonishment to each other. What is going on? There are too many strange things going on here. And yet, despite the fact that the brothers express bewilderment, they still do not identify this man as Yosef, as their brother. And we look from a comfortable distance, and we look at this story. We've been hearing about it since we're in kindergarten, and we say, how could they not see what's going on around them? The signs are everywhere. How could they not wake up? How could they not step outside themselves for a moment and say, something is going on here? However, we are at a comfortable distance. We are separated from the story. And when you're in the middle of the story, it's sometimes very hard to connect the dots. That point is made by Rav Shlomo Volbe on this aliyah and on this pasuk. Rav Shlomo Volbe, the author of Alei Shur, he died in 2005, and this is found in a sefer called Shiurei Chumash on Sefer Bereshit. It's on page Shin Nun. He says it a second time, actually, the same idea, on the second aliyah of Parashat Vayigash. Says Rav Shlomo Volbe, yes, there are so many things going on here that would have been easy for the brothers to say, this is Yosef. However, they are in the middle of the story. And sometimes it's hard to recognize, and as I said, to connect the dots. Rav Shlomo Volbe says that is true about us today. Anu ro'im ka'et. We ourselves are seeing incredible things going on in the world, things turned up on their heads, things that we never would have expected. And we cannot be like the brothers. We too have to ask questions and say, why is this happening? Why is this happening to Bnei Yisrael throughout the world? Why is this happening to Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, in Medina Yisrael? How can it be? And says Rav Shlomo Volbe, the world is literally crazy. However, kishayavo hamashiach vahabore olam yitgale viyomar ani hashem miyad itbareru kol hatapuchot shebaolam. Rav Shlomo Volbe says, as soon as Mashiach comes, all God has to say is, ani hashem, I'm God, and all the dots will be connected. All the strange situations, all the question marks that we have about our lives and in politics and going on in the world, we are going to just need two words, Ani Hashem. And those are the exact same two words, or I should say similar to the same words, that we're going to hear in the next parsha. All Yosef has to say is, Ani Yosef. They didn't understand a single thing a minute before those words were said, and they understood everything 1 minute after those words were said. And Rav Shlomo Volbe says, you and I, God willing, are going to witness this very, very same phenomenon. Ani Hashem. That's it. All we have to hear is that, and everything will become clear. We cannot be like the brothers. We should connect the dots before God comes and says, Ani Hashem, because we know it is true, and we see it with our own eyes. V'techazena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. Have a Shabbat Shalom and Chanukah Sameach, everyone.